Well, Paul, first of all, I'm sure you're disappointed, as probably that fits into the category of one that got away, does it?
Ach, yeah, listen, it has to be. We probably got off to a slow enough start in the game, but we thought when we settled into the game, we came from 3 points down to go three in front with a penalty, and the water break probably came at the wrong time, because we scored the penalty and the water break came straight away, and we had a lot of momentum at that stage. Last quarter of the game, we thought we'd done enough. We were holding out well. We were still a point in front, but when you have the quality, like we're over our quality side, and this time last year they were reigning Ulster champions, and a team of that quality, all you have to do is give them a minute in the game, and they got their minute and hit a free and a quick score straight away to take the point lead. So, in fairness, our lads gave it everything they had. But it's bitterly disappointing that we probably just didn't hold on.
Yeah, came down here today, you know, underdogs really. Guidoor obviously one of the top four teams in the county, as you said, Ulster champions just 2 years ago. You'd have to be very pleased with your first half performance.
Yeah, listen, we came down here today with a plan. For a large part of that game, we executed that plan, and in fairness, we thought things had went the way we needed it to go. We got ourselves in front at the right time, but as you said, they're a quality side, and they were bringing on two or three players there with a lot of quality. I think their subs contributed 2 points in the last 5 minutes, which they win the game by a point. So it shows the character in them as well. And as you said, they were Ulster champions 2 years ago, and it's never going to be easy, especially in their own home pitch.
Yeah, Oisin Gallan finished with 1-7. I think it was about 4 points from play at the penalty as well. Huge game. I thought Luke Gavigan, Nathan Gavigan, Pádraig Patton, Gary Wilson, a lot of Stephen O'Reilly, a lot of big games.
Yeah, listen, if you're going to come and play Guidoor and give them a game, you need all your players to stand up and have a big game. And them lads you mentioned there have been doing that for us all year. It's been a strange year. We've tried to make the most of the situation. We honestly felt within our own camp that we came down here today, we could get a result. But it's back to the drawing board. You have to regroup and try and go again at some stage.
Yeah, your first season with McCool's obviously a difficult season given all that's going on.
Look, it is, and it puts football into perspective, and it's about lads enjoying the football, and it's bitterly disappointing leaving here today, but we showed a lot of character and we showed a lot of fight there today, and felt we took the game to Guidoor. We just didn't try and nip it. Like we really tried to punch holes and create scores, and a lot of lads can be very proud of how they played. From my perspective, it has to be a stepping stone for McCool's. We have to be thinking this is shown that what we can do, and the lads hopefully will sit down and we'll regroup in a week or two, and we'll decide the way forward.
Yeah, because it is a young side, isn't it, by and large?
Oh, it is. Like, it's a young side. I think of 4 or 5 under 21s. Another 2 or 3 in the extended panel. So it's a young side. Like, you look at Oisin, Luke, Chad McSorley, Yvaron Gilhooley, who, and Andrew McCluskey, two of our key defenders out with cruciate injuries. So we have been set back a good bit with injuries and lads missing, but the lads that are here are pushing hard. They're dedicated and they want to improve and they want to move on.
Yeah. Has this season and this championship run whetted your appetite for Donegal football?
Listen, I've watched a lot of football and watched a lot of Donegal football over the years, and it's a lot of people probably paint it with a brush that it's ultra negative. I don't look at it like that. Come and look at the teams attacking. Like, they might defend in numbers, but they're certainly attacking numbers, and it's total football. And that today probably for a lot of neutrals was a fantastic game to watch, but not to be stuck on the sideline with.